With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Economist Steve Moore is calling out blue state governors who ran as centrists but are governing as liberals. And he cites Virginia's Abigail Spanberger in particular.
She promised she would govern from the middle, and she hasn't even been in office for 1 month yet. And she's got a litany of so many taxes, hotel taxes, dog grooming taxes, dog walking taxes, more property taxes, this tax, that tax, Uber taxes, all of the any FedEx taxes, anything that's delivered, you're going to pay a tax on it.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The Department of Homeland Security says 70% of those being rounded up across the country by ICE are wanted criminals. Tricia McLaughlin is DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs.
By no means does it mean that those 30% are innocent individuals. And oh, by the way, every single one of them committed a crime by illegally entering or remaining in our country.
She made her comments to the Salem Radio Network as well. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's governing coalition is almost certain to win a single-party majority today in a key parliamentary election. That's according to NHK Public Television and other major networks. They're citing exit poll results. NHK says Takaichi's ruling coalition, led by her Liberal Democratic Party, could win more than two-thirds of the 465-seat lower house, the more powerful of the country's two-chamber parliament. The huge jump from pre-election share could allow Takaichi to make progress on her conservative agenda. A jury has found former Major League outfielder Yasiel Puig guilty of obstruction of justice and lying to federal officials investigating an illegal gambling operation. The verdict comes after a multi-week trial. He now faces up to 20 years in jail. This is SRN News. After decades of controversies over sexuality and theology in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some leaders of a conservative coalition say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. But how many church provinces go along with the rupture remains to be seen. Some of the Communion's largest and fastest-growing churches in Africa belong to GAFCON, the conservative group that is promoting a break, but several of the member churches haven't publicly embraced the plan months after it was announced. Michelangelo's The Last Judgment is undergoing its first major restoration in three decades. The imposing fresco of heaven and hell dominates the Sistine Chapel, which will remain open to visitors during the three-month cleaning. The Vatican Museums say the scaffolding will partially obstruct the view of the fresco. Cleaning crews will remove microparticle buildup on the plaster from so many people who visit each year. He painted the famous ceiling between 1508 and 1512. This is SRN News. Syria and Saudi Arabia have signed multi-billion-dollar investment agreements. We'll get more on that from correspondent Bob Agnew.
The deals include a major telecommunications project and a low-cost joint airline. Syria is trying to improve its economy after a long war that killed nearly 500,000 people. Most Western sanctions on Syria were lifted after a new leadership took power following the ouster of former President Bashar al-Assad in 2024. The Saudi investment minister says the massive project will be led by Saudi Telecom Company. The price tag for that should come to about $1 billion. Bob Agner reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 8th, and it's a birthday for some notable people, including composer and conductor John Williams. He's 94 years old today. Broadcast journalist Ted Koppel turns 86. Actor Nick Nolte is 85. Actress Mary Steenburgen turns 73. This is SRN News.